Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that it brings life. And we would ask as we go through this year of study, Lord, that you would provide everything we need and that we would say everything that would bring glory and honor to your name. We commit this study to you and we ask that in all of it, you would be glorified. Be with us today in the study and in our groups. And just bless each person who's come today. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so they said to me, we would like you to do the beginning study. Okay, that's fine. It can only be 15 minutes, and we want you to talk about faith, hope, and love. And I said, okay. And you might want to pray for each of us, because all the studies that, all the teaching that we do this year is supposed to be 15 minutes. That may be a challenge for a couple of us. And so I know the schedule's not normal today, so if I go more than 15 minutes, you will all live. Okay, so first of all, I want to encourage you to come. If you don't get to do the study and you think, oh, I won't have anything to say, come anyway, because God might have something to say to you. Be consistent and know that he's here and he wants to meet with each one of us. And if we're not here, we might miss something that's especially there for us. And so I want you to be consistent. And if for some reason you don't get the study done, don't let that keep you away. We don't do that old rule that we used to have 15 years ago that if you don't do the study, you can't talk in the group. We don't do that anymore. So we want you to talk and we want you to hear what God has to say. So faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. We're going to start with faith. And in Hebrews 11:1, it says, faith is the confidence that what we hope for will actually happen. It gives us assurance about the things we cannot see. There are always going to be times in our life when we need faith, when we can't see the end from the beginning, where we can't know, well, this is so evident. It may not be that evident, and so we need faith to walk through those things. And the Bible tells us how to get faith. In Romans 10:17, it says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So if you feel like your faith might not be as strong as it should be, then you should be right where you are right now, ready to study the word of God. And on Sundays, I can't explain to you what happens when you consistently are under teaching that goes through the word of God. When Malcolm came here, oh, I don't know, 31 years ago now, I was already working here. And he said to me, I'm going to teach through the word every Sunday night and every Wednesday night. And I thought, wow, I never heard of that before. I had never been a part of a Calvary Chapel before. And he said, and I will do that if it's just you and my wife and my children here. I don't care. Because the elders had said we had tried a Sunday night service, I think it was, before, and it didn't work. It didn't work. And so he said, so I don't care who comes. I'm here to preach the word of God, and I'm going to do it consistently every week. He's never just spoken to his wife, myself, and his children, by the way. So Jesus came once as a baby. Do you believe by faith that he will come again? God's word says he will. In John 1:2b to 3, it says, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. We haven't seen that yet, but I think we're going to see it soon. So by faith, we know that Jesus is coming to take us home. And all the pain and all the heartache and all the suffering will be gone, because we'll be living with him forever. Hope. It's a person or a thing in which expectations are centered. To look forward to with desire or reasonable confidence, to believe, desire, or trust. The word says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your paths. There's hope in that trust. Psalm 31:24 says, be of good courage and he will strengthen your heart, all you who hope in the Lord. His word is true. And we can have that confidence and hope in him that will not fail and will not disappoint. Psalm 71:5 says, for you are my hope, O Lord God. You are my trust from my youth. Titus 1:2 says, in hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began. He cannot lie. Anything that's in here has to be truth because God cannot lie. We can totally trust what he says here. And we will never be disappointed. He will never leave you, nor forsake you, nor not give you what you need for today. You have to be careful that you don't live in tomorrow. Because he didn't promise us tomorrow. We may not be here tomorrow. Don't worry about tomorrow, but he will give you enough for this day because this is all we have. Yesterday's gone. We have just today. Hope in him, and you will not be disappointed. Now, I wondered for a long time. I thought it kind of, I don't know, discredited faith and hope when in 1 Corinthians 13 it says, but the greatest of these is love. Why does love get all the glory? Well, it's easy when you really think about it because in our new life with Jesus, that's the only one that has to stand. When we're with him, we won't need faith anymore. It will all be revealed to us. We won't need to hope because all of that will be fulfilled. But we will need to love. And we will be filled with his love that brings the peace and joy and all those wonderful things that come with it. We need all three right now, but the greatest is love. And also, without love, as was demonstrated in Jesus, there is no faith and there is no hope. It is love that changes things. I heard an illustration of love. When I was in college, I went to a small Christian college in New York State. And in the 1970s, as a part of the Jesus movement, there was a revival that started in almost every Christian college around the United States, just as the Jesus movement was in its fruition. I was in this Christian college, and God began to pour out his spirit. They always had one week where they had a special speaker come. And this particular year, you've probably never heard of him. His name was Paris Reedhead. And he was about 80 at that time, so I know he's with Jesus now. But he started speaking, and we had formal dining, and we had very strict schedules as far as our classes go. We had chapel four times a week, but when the special speaker came, they opened chapel on Monday also, so we had chapel on Monday. From the time chapel began on Monday, every class was canceled because kids started getting saved. Now you think, well, you were at a Christian school. What about kids getting saved? Let me tell you, there were hundreds of kids there whose parents said, if you don't go there, I don't pay. So there was this underground of drinking and partying and all kinds of things that nobody knew about who was really walking with the Lord, but God began to convict people. And in the middle of the night, kids would get up out of their dorm and come down and say, I gotta give my life to Jesus. It was incredible. And as I listened to this man every day teach, I was walking with God. I loved him. I wanted to serve him. And so all the evangelism that he did was great. And I was so happy to see these people that I knew that weren't walking with God come to him. But on the second to last morning in chapel, he gave this illustration. It changed my life concerning love. He told us that he had just been to Israel. And he said, now don't get me wrong, I didn't do this. But he said, I was walking down the street in Jerusalem. And on the side of the road, right near the gate at Jerusalem, there was a leper. And leprosy, of course, you know, is very contagious. People stay away from people who have leprosy. And this man didn't have any legs, and he was on a cart that he pushed around. And his arms were all broken up, and they had all kinds of scars. His face was scarred. And he said, I looked at that man, and later on I thought, if I had had the love that Jesus has for me, I would have gone. I would have picked him up. I would have held him so close that I would have taken on his leprosy, and he would have walked away a free man. And all of a sudden, I got this picture of what God had done for me. He took on my sin, my ugliness, my shame, and I walked away a free person because of what he did through his love on Calvary. It will never be repeated again because there is no need. Jesus paid it all because of his love for you and for me. Though I speak with the tongues of men and angels, but have not love, I have become a sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. This is where you can take your name and put it in the place of where I read love. And you can see how you personally measure up to what God says love is. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but love rejoices in the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. But whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part. But that when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also am known. And now abide faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. Lord, thank you. Thank you for your love that is so strong, so unending, so perfect. Lord, fill us up with that love so that people will see Jesus in us. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.